Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Just reading an article that about Jeff Bezos that I thought was particularly interesting. You know, Bezos, obviously the wealthiest person in the world, the CEO of Amazon, incredible business mind. And he was talking about looking at the four things that you want to find in a business opportunity. And the first of the four was find something that customers love. And of course, in his business at Amazon, people are passionate about Amazon. But you look at Apple or you look at, you know, a lot of Netflix, companies like that, people tend to be fairly passionate about or very passionate about the products or services that they offer. So first thing, again, find something that customers love. Second thing, find something that can grow to be very large in size. And we've talked before about scalability and the importance of, you know, if you're getting a business or you're starting a business or you're even planning to put money into a business, looking at a business that has the ability to scale itself, right? Where it's not you doing the work and you have to clone yourself to get more output. Like if you were a lawyer, for instance, or a doctor, well, maybe it's not a great example because you could hire other lawyers. But if you're a sole practitioner as a lawyer, there's a point at which you max out because you, without hiring other people to do what you do, right, it becomes very difficult for you to scale that business. So if you're a handyman, I used to run a construction company as a handyman business. Again, you're as one person, it's very hard to do. The question is, can you scale it and can you make it work and keep the quality level up as you get larger? So again, can it get very large in size, or are there challenges to doing that? Again, in my case, I ended up working myself out of a niche, right? We were doing a lot of property management repairs, things like that, where we were working for property managers, and I got to the point where it got to be 20 or 25 people. I needed to hire managers, and all of a sudden, greater overhead kicked in, and now I'm competing with a person that has a van and, you know, a set of tools that can go in and do the work, and he doesn't have the same overhead, or she didn't have the same overhead that I did, and so the question was, is could I grow very large in size? And the rationale was probably not, because there were barriers to that in terms of my competitiveness. The third thing that Bezos talks about is strong returns on capital, right? Can you grow things? Can you continue to build on what's happening, right? Can you, and will it continue to return for you? And the fourth thing was durability over time, right? So can whatever business you're involved in, can it withstand tough times? The economy slows down. If there's less demand for what you're doing, I mean, is it something that, you know, you're generating cash flow in, that so you're putting money in your pocket every month, or is it something that, you know, is very capital intensive and all of a sudden things slow down and it becomes very difficult for you to maintain that because the capital is not coming in, but yet you still have to spend a lot of money on the goods or the service you're providing. So these are things to think about, especially in light of the fact that most businesses fail. Like I think it's 90% of the businesses over a 10-year period fail. So if you're going into it, look at those four things. You're going to start a company, or you're going to start a new business. Are you into something that customers really like, that they have some passion over? Can it grow to be very large? Are you going to get strong returns on capital? Are your margins there? Right? Can you get a nice return on what your investment is? And is it durable over time? So can you withstand the test of time? And is it a company that can weather storms in the economy and in the industry? And if you've got those four things, now you're looking at maximizing the probability that the business is going to be successful long term. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com. And from there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today, if you're looking to start a business, invest in a business, get involved in the business, or help somebody out in another business, think about the four things. Again, according to Bezos, is it something that customers will love? Can it grow to be very large in size? Can you get strong returns on capital? And is it durable over time? That's the question. And if you can answer yes to those four questions, you maximize the probability of success.